July 2nd, Friday. What are the five summit attitudes? The first summit attitude, God's kingdom and his works that come upon you. The second summit attitude, God's kingdom that comes upon you through meetings. The third summit attitude, God's kingdom that takes place in the field. The fourth summit attitude, God's kingdom that arises through your occupation. The fifth summit attitude, God's kingdom that will take place in your main job, which is the evangelism and missions field. Your occupation is your side job. Ultimately, you are a field missionary, and your greatest job is world evangelization. The summit's attitude, Genesis 45, verse 8. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Even in the same environment and situation, a person's future is determined depending on his or her attitude. Although Joseph and his brothers were from the same household, the results of their lives were entirely different. The 40-year wilderness path was the last opportunity for the Israelites to change their imprints and to prepare their attitudes. God's children who have the attitude to enjoy the blessings of the heavenly throne must challenge toward God's kingdom coming upon every field that they enter. What must you possess as you take up this challenge? Number one, the strength to win without fighting. God will give you the strength to win without fighting. However, you must have the attitude to possess this strength. Those who believe in God's absoluteness will confirm the blessings of the triune God coming upon them from his blessed throne. Through that strength, Joseph overcame his brothers and Potiphar's family line without fighting and received a lasting answer. Number two, recreation and the summit's attitude. As a child of God, you have been given the privilege to discover the blessing of recreation. When you discover the reason to give thanksgiving, recreation will begin. True thanksgiving is the answer that comes when you discover God's absoluteness. In doing so, the answer of recreation will begin at that place. Then you'll experience God who makes everything into the greatest opportunity and greatest answer. God is with you even now. Therefore, you must start the true challenge with the summit's attitude. The desert, wasteland, and wilderness will become your absolute journey. And within the wasteland, you'll be able to see God's signpost. At that time, God's children will discover different reasons that align with God. Dear God, in my current field, may your kingdom be fulfilled through the blessing of the throne, and help me to become a witness who saves everything. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.